Hello， 大家好，你正在收听潘吉杰尼告诉你，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, this is Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about getting back into it.
Getting back into what 呢？
It could be a lot of things, but usually routine or work or studying, just anything that you have to do that maybe you took a break from and you're having a hard time getting back into.
Yeah, all the painful stuff. 都是痛苦需要逼逼自己。也不是
That's right, things that require discipline, right?
Exactly, 因为我已经听过很多很多人说啊，学英语学习是反人性的。I'm still not sure if it's entirely 反人性, but I do know I need to force myself to do it. But once I do it, and once I start tasting, you know, the rewards of doing it, I feel so glad.
That's right. Sometimes you just need to get back into it and then you find your motivation again, right?
它其实是一个良性循环 virtuous cycle, 对吧
That's right. The opposite of vicious cycle.
不是恶性循环啊。好那因为现在九月嘛、嗯、那我们很多学生朋友啊，包括家长经过了一个暑假以及职场的我们的朋友夏天这个太热了你说懒洋洋哎呀就想喝喝冰啤酒吃吃烧烤是吧 But now it's September, it is time to 来收拾心情从那个放飞啊要回到比较规律自律的生活作息所以我们今天会分享一系列的和自律啊和规律啊啊要抖擞精神相关的英语
All right, and so for our first one here, we just have saying get back into something.
Okay, get back into something. 这个还是蛮形象的。你可能是有一段时间比如说没有好好学英语然后或者说没有健身对吧啊，暑假夏天有点放松了那现在你需要回到这个规律里面来。
That's right. It's like there's this path and you're not on it, you're not in it, and so you gotta get back into it.
好那这个短语的用法呢其实你就可以说 Oh, I need to get back into it, or I need to get back into things. And it's implied what this is, right?
Yeah, it's just telling the person that you need to get back into whatever routine you're talking about, right? Whether it's work or exercise or study.
嗯，对，或者你可以把那个 it 和 things 换成更具体的。
Yeah, exactly. You could specifically say, I really need to get back into exercising.
Yeah, 但这里一个关键呢，就是如果你要用动词的话，我们是应该用动名词，就是动词 ing 形式。
That's right. You got to get back into really doing it, right? You're moving. It's happening.
Yeah, get back into studying, get back into running, get back into... 或者也可以直接加名词是吧
Yeah, you could say something like, after a long break, it always takes some time and effort to get back into my routine or school routine.
Or even work routine, 就这些都是名词啊。好，那 routine 这个词呢，它就是说一个基本上你天天都会做的一个规律，甚至已经成为一种习惯。
Yeah, it's like a pattern or a habit, right? Something you do over and over again.
是的比如说 school routine 就是啊，小朋友晚上要早一点睡觉对吧早上能早起在学校可以 focus and then they come home they do their homework 这些就是一个 school routine
That's right, yeah
And for our listeners 大家应该也有自己的 learning, studying routine 你学英语可能你每天有一个固定的时间啊，这些 that's a routine
That's right. And everybody's study routine could be, you know, quite different. Some people like to study one way, other people like to study another way, but it's all a routine, right?
但有的时候你这个 routine 被打断了像暑假啊或者就夏天太热。So, your routine got disrupted or you stopped. But no worries, you can always...
Make a new start or start again, restart.
所以这三个说法都可以啊意思就是你要重新开始就不要 focus 在那个段上面 Don't just focus on the stopping and disruption Focus on how to make a new start again
That's right. And you're not saying specifically what you're starting. You're making a new start doing anything, right?
Right. 所以这儿呢大家不要忘记当中这个啊啊、哦、是 make a new start, 不是 make new start.
That's right. You need the A.
嗯或者比如健身对吧 I haven't been working out, I haven't been to the gym for a while, I really need to start again.
Yeah, that's right, or you could say, I really need to restart.
但是我们刚刚所有说的这些事不管是学习啦健身啦哎确实还是蛮苦的就有的时候你得逼自己一下。
Yeah, you need to make yourself do something, right?
Or sometimes you need to force yourself to do it.
Yeah, they mean the same thing, right? Make yourself do something, force yourself to do something.
但这里如果你用 force 的话呢你要用 force someone to do something. 啊那个 make 只是 make someone do something.
Yeah, for whatever grammatical reason, right? You have to have that to in there if you use the word force.
嗯好我们来举几个具体的例子。比如说哎呦我每天刷手机刷到很晚我真的要逼自己早点睡觉。
Good thinking. You could say, I've been using my phone past midnight, and I really need to make myself sleep earlier.
Or I need to force myself to sleep earlier.
You add the two in there if you use force, right?
Or with kids, 比如我的孩子 they don't really like eating vegetables, or they don't even like drinking water. So I really need to make them do it, you know?
You have to force them to eat their veggies, right?
对有的时候真的需要的。但我现在发现就是如果是这个蔬菜就煮在汤里啊或者什么包在饺子里啊他们呼噜呼噜就吃下去了。So that's what I do now.
Sneak the veggies in, right? To make sure they eat them.
对诶你孩子呢 What about your kids?
They're pretty good, but about the same, I would say. Pretty picky about vegetables. Gotta be the right veggie, right?
What kind of veggies?
Corn is at the top of the list. Corn is something I can get both of my kids to eat very easily for some reason.
甜甜的对所以小朋友爱吃啊。诶那如果我们听众朋友有什么好的 tips, how to make your kids or even yourself eat more veggies, 欢迎留言跟我们分享。
Yeah, so we can make ourselves do it, right?
对 because all of these things take discipline, 所以它不容易。
Ah, yes, discipline, right?
对 ,discipline 就是纪律啊。那跟刚刚看到 routine 那个词的区别是 ,routine, 我们的 focus 更多的在于它是一个有规律的对吧 ?It's a pattern, 就像 Jason 前面说的。而 discipline 更多的是一种纪律纪律性。
Yeah, discipline is about making yourself follow the routine in a sense, right?
Yeah, stick to the routine.
Yeah, you have to have discipline to stick to the routine.
对然后呢 discipline 这个词它既是名词又是动词后面加一个 D 还能变成形容词啊。我们首先来看一下它作为名词的用法。
You could say children need space and freedom, but they also need discipline.
对这个怎么平衡很重要啊因为孩子他既需要空间需要一些自由度但当然他也需要一些纪律。
Yeah, not only kids though, I think adults are the same way, right? We need that space and freedom, but you also need discipline.
Exactly, we need discipline to accomplish things. 比如说你学一样新的东西的时候。
You could say having discipline is key to learning a new skill,be it English or piano.
对就各种各样的吧你只要想学一样全新的东西都很不容易三天打鱼两天晒网肯定学不成。So having that routine and then having the discipline to stick to the routine 就是 key.
That's right. You need to make sure you stick to the routine or else it's wasted effort.
诶它作为动词要怎么用呢
So discipline as a verb can be both to punish, but not necessarily. It can also be about applying discipline.
它作为动词有两层意思。一层是比较带有处罚性的，对吧？ So sometimes when we say disciplining children, 会让人可能 misunderstand, 他认为是甚至体罚小孩啊。But not necessarily, 因为它还有一层意思就是你要让他有纪律性 要有规矩，对不对？
Yeah, it's like kind of both, right? And if you say specifically, I disciplined my child last night, for example, it's going to mean punish. But if you said something like disciplining your child is more about being principled and firm with them rather than being tough and harsh, you're talking more about giving them this sense of discipline through applying discipline.
Of course, we need to discipline our children, but it's about how we do it.
Yeah, you can't be too tough and harsh. Often has the opposite effect, right?
对对，就中文经常说嘛，还是要跟孩子讲道理啊。但是这个真的是 easier said than done。他很小的时候，甚至长大的 teenage years， 那个道理就是听不进去的时候，这是最大的挑战。
Yeah, you hope that just by giving them the principle, they're going to understand, but sometimes they don't, and that can be pretty frustrating.
对，所以现在反正我跟我先生跟我们的孩子就是说，当他们不想听我们讲话的时候，讲道理的时候，我们就说 okay, let's take a break， 就不要对他们大吼大叫。 They're older now， 就你跟他大吼大叫也没用，真的。 We've learned many failed lessons， 所以现在就觉得yeah， 我们都 take a break， 让小孩也知道，就是说因为大家都在学你怎么样要控制自己的情绪，不要去说出做出伤害别人的话。
Yeah, that's great. They're also learning from you by example, right? So when they see you handling this well, you know, I'm sure it has a good effect on them.
Yeah, we hope so, but it's definitely not easy. 就像比如说甜食 all the sweets, the treats, the desserts, they're so tempting, 非常的诱人。
Yes, you could say, I have a huge sweet tooth, and I really need to discipline myself when it comes to dessert.
对，说在外面吃饭，然后饭后说，哎，Are you gonna have any dessert? 说我叫一个，咱俩分，然后那 dessert 真来的时候，就我一个人全吃掉，是吧？ That's not disciplining myself.
Yeah, or I'll just have a bite of yours, right? And then you end up eating all of your friends or your partner's dessert.
是，所以道理大家都懂啊，但是真的做起来就很难啊。It's not easy to be disciplined.
That's right. Being disciplined, right? Meaning you can apply a lot of discipline to yourself successfully.
对，所以这里就把它做了一个形容词啊。And we can probably all say we can all be a little bit more disciplined.
I think that's probably a good idea.
诶，我突然想到还有一个我们没说的，就是自律。
self-discipline.
啊，所以很简单，前面加一个 self 就可以了啊。那 self-discipline, you can practice self-discipline, you can be more self-disciplined, 这些都行。
Yeah, all of those work, right? And they're all talking about applying that only to yourself, right? That internal struggle to make yourself more disciplined.
对啊，国内有个健身 app， 它的那个 tagline 就很好啊，自律使我自由，还自律使人自由。
Through discipline, you find freedom, almost.
Yeah, self-discipline will set you free.
You think that's true?
I think so. 因为这样你就不再被不自律捆绑啊。因为不自律的时候，可能说我们是一时之欢，但后面都很后悔嘛。You know, like you're actually a slave to whatever is tempting you. 是对诱惑，你是诱惑的那个阶下囚啊。所以当你自律的时候，你战胜诱惑，你就自由啊。
Yeah, that's a good point. It reminds me of my son sometimes if he complains about doing something he has to do. And I say, well, you know, you're wasting all this time complaining, right? Like it's harming you to not just get it out of the way.
哎，我们跟小孩也是说一模一样的。你把这个 complain 的时间节约下来，功课早就做好了，
对吧？ It's a total waste. It's like, why are you complaining? You could just get it out of the way, right? So yeah, not being disciplined can have this like kind of restricting or negative impact on you.
所以啊，我前两天看到一个 quote， 我觉得特别好，说 self-discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment.
Yeah, it's rare, I think, that people become so accomplished without discipline, so I like that.
对，因为 having goals, having dreams, 有梦想，有目标是非常好的。But if you lack self-discipline, 那这些永远只是一个 goal, 它不会成为一个 reality, 对吧？
Yeah, I'd say that's true of pretty much any task, whether it's your hobbies or work or studying. You definitely need to apply some of this discipline if you want to find that success.
嗯，是。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道我们的听众 whether you're still studying or you're working, do you feel like you need to apply some self-discipline to help you get back into things?
Yeah, or maybe share with us some of your tips on overcoming the challenges of self-discipline. What works for you?
我们非常期待看见大家的留言。And as always, thank you very much for listening. We look forward to seeing you next time.
好，下次见。